I didn't mean to start a rumor. I just said Jade's dad looks like a criminal. I didn't say he was one.
Now you've started something that will be hard to stop. Rumors are almost impossible to put out. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm glad that you're listening. And as always, I'm Zach. When my family went on vacation to the beach, I filled a jar with sand to remember the trip. But when I opened my suitcase at home, I found a huge mess. My jar had gotten smashed and sand was everywhere. I scooped as much as I could back into the jar, but there was no way I could put it all back. Starting a rumor is kind of like that. Once you've started it, it's impossible to stop it from spreading. Just like it says in Psalm 141:3, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." Well, that is a good scripture, and it goes along with our story today, which is called Rumor Seeds. "There goes Jade, the new girl," Hadley said to her friends at recess. "I saw her dad pick her up at school yesterday. He has a big scar on his face and looks like a criminal." "What do you think he did?" asked Grace. Hadley shrugged. "Who knows? Robbed a bank, maybe." As Hadley slid into her seat after recess, she heard Grace whisper to Peyton, "Don't play with Jade. Her dad's a bank robber." The rumor flew and grew until nearly everyone in the class was whispering about Jade and avoiding her. A little voice in Hadley's heart said, "Hadley, what have you done?" But she tried not to listen. When Hadley got home, she sprawled out on the lawn to enjoy the sunshine. She saw a dandelion that had gone to seed, so she picked it and blew on it. The seeds floated off into the air like dozens of tiny parachutes. "Oh, dear," said Mom, who had come out with a glass of lemonade. "Those little seeds are going to take root and create more pesky dandelions." "Oops," said Hadley. "Sorry, but it's impossible to pick them back up. They're gone for good." Mom sat down in the lawn chair. "Well, if you hadn't blown them, the wind would have." She took a sip of her lemonade. "Those little seeds always remind me of words. Once words come out of our mouths, they're gone for good, too. The good ones build people up, but the bad ones tear them down." Hadley squirmed as she remembered what she had said about Jade's father. "Before we say anything," continued Mom, "we should ask ourselves, is what I'm about to say true? Is it helpful to anybody? Does it sound like something Jesus would say? He always speaks the truth to us in love, and he'll help us do the same." The little nagging voice of Hadley's conscience seemed to be shouting now. Her words about Jade's dad were definitely not kind or loving. They weren't even true. And even though she couldn't take back her words, she knew she had to do her best to make it right. Hadley sighed as she got up and headed for the house. "I'm going inside," she told her mom. "I've got some texting to do." Well, how about you? What kind of words do you speak? Are they true? Kind? Do they build people up or tear them down? Do they communicate the love of Jesus? Before you say anything, think about whether your words would be helpful or hurtful to others. Don't thoughtlessly blurt out anything that pops into your head. Instead, trust God to help you speak the kind of words He does, words that are truthful and loving. Our key verse is Psalm 141, verse 3.
"Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips."
And our key thought today, speak kind words. If you want an easy way to make time for God every day, then just ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen when you're eating lunch, or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.